Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis. Towards the bottom, Amar Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, we're up to two answers that the Gemara is going to give relating to the numbering question that we just asked. Remember, we are now into the next couple of Rosh Hashanah that the Mishnah mentioned back on that base. And that is, we had first Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was number one. That was agreed upon, that was L'Malachim and L'Regalim. That we had the first day of Elul, that was already a Machlokas. Machlokas regarding Meiser Behema. The Tanakhama, the anonymous sheet in the Mishnah said it's the first day of Elul, Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. And Abazar Reb Shimon said on the first day of Tishrei. Then we get into the first day of Tishrei, which is a Rosh Hashanah for many different things, which we will talk about. But the Gemara then went into, is there one opinion in the Gemara, in the Mishnah? If there's one opinion in the Mishnah, that altogether there seem to be five and not four. So we ended up saying, well, it's Rebbe Shita, and he says there are four that are Lekulei Alma, and a fifth one that is a Machlokas. But then we said, Meisei, we asked the question that there are two more. The 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, isn't that a Rosh Hashanah for the Karban HaOmer, for Chadash, to bring the new, we bring the carbon from the new grain, from the new wheat, and in that way, that's Matir Chadash in the entire world. And then on Shavuos, when we bring the Shtei HaLechem, that's Matir Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. So are those also Rosh Hashanah? Right, Rosh Hashanah. Those aren't just Maisa HaMitzvos. You might say, oh, Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah for Netilas Lulav. And Purim is Rosh Hashanah on a Derabbanan level. No, it doesn't mean Stama Mitzvah, but this is something that affects the entire year. That's why it's Rosh Hashanah for something. It's not just a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's the Matir. And we discussed in the past where these take place on the Chagim, but how much are they Yantif Karbanos, and how much are they, it just so happens that it takes place on the Chag. Because it's fascinating that we don't mention these Karbanos in our davening. In our davening on Pesach, we don't mention the Karban HaOmer that's brought. Milvad, Ola, we don't say that. And the Mishnas Yavetz, we mentioned, has a whole article where he discusses maybe the Karban HaOmer, there are many rayas, that it's not a Karban Pesach, not a Karban of Pesach. It happens to be brought on the 16th day of Nisan, which is Pesach. But lav dafka, that it is a Karban Shel Pesach. But either way, ask the Gemara, why don't we say more Rosh Hashanah is listed in the first Mishnah? So that's what we're up to. Says the Gemara about 8 lines, 10 lines up. Amar of Papa, answer number 1. Ki kachashiv midi dechayil meurta. What are we listing in the Mishnah? Halachis at Rosh Hashanah that start at night. Meurta, it starts at the beginning of the halachic day. Meurta. Midi de lo chayil meurta lo kachashiv. But items, halachos, that only start the next morning, we are not being machshiv. Fascinating, though, that we're talking about karbanos, which the halachic day for karbanos starts with the morning. But that's not what the Mishnah is interested in here. The Mishnah is interested in items that start the night before, and therefore these are karbanos, and karbanos only start in the morning, and therefore they're not included on the list. Ask the Gemara, then you can always ask the question of, so why is the Mishnah only interested in this kind of list? Why do we only want to have things that start the night before? Maybe Bedafka, we don't want items that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. We want items that have to do with the whole year and that have to do with the whole world. And that's why listing starting at night. V'harei regalim, delochayli me'orta v'kachashiv. What about regalim, which we explained is Bal Ta'acher. Bal Ta'acher is a kachim halacha. If I don't bring the carbon on a certain day, so doesn't that start during the morning, at the morning also? Could Bal Ta'acher start at night? It's a carbon halacha, as we just mentioned. Answers the Gemara, the Bach takes out the next two words, Kivet Shetzarach. The Bach says, La asuye me'ikara mechaye v'koyi. Regarding bringing the carbon, regarding Bal Ta'acher, it's really earlier. Me'ikara mechaye v'koyi. Remember, I'm chaye v'karbon right when I make the neder. Bal Ta'acher is the latest. It's when it's too late. But the issue of regalim doesn't start the morning of when you could bring the karban. It starts even earlier. So it is a halacha that can be looked at as starting the night before. Even though at that moment you cannot bring the karban and you haven't violated Bal Ta'acher yet, it's saying it's the last chance. Remember, Bal Ta'acher really violated when the three regalim have passed. But at least it's in the realm, and therefore it is considered something that starts at night that can be listed in our Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, Vahare Yovlos. What about Yovel? That's also coming up in the Mishnah. Delo chayli me'urta vika chashiv. Yovel is also something that does not start at night. Why not? We assume we're talking about one, the end of today's daf, Ezra Shabbos, we're going to talk more about Yovel. But Rashi says here, one of the more famous halachas of Yovel, Tekiah Shofar, that we have on Yom Kippur of Yovel, so that is only during the day. You can't blow at night. So the Gemara answers no. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he Dama me Rosh Hashanah Chayil Yovel. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, as we'll see with Hashem later on today's daf, says no. Everything in Yovel is tali on the Rosh Hashanah. It starts at the beginning of the year. It's not tali on the shofar, and therefore it starts Leil Rosh Hashanah. Leil Rosh Hashanah. If I would ask, answer of Zilberstein, but you don't need Zilberstein for this one. If I would ask, what is the bracha that you say with the largest interval in between? The largest interval in between. What is the largest? So there are a couple of brachas you only say once a year. So that's a pretty big interval. So in a leap year, when you have 13 months in between, so there's 13 months in between the albir chametzes. Right? There's 13 months, maybe not exactly between the berchas ha'ilanos. But if I would ask, what are the brachas? So the automatic answer would be, Birchas Achama. Birchas Achama, 28 years. That's true, but the problem is that's an Osei Maaseh Bereishis. So you don't have such a great interval in between. So, what's the answer? When you blow shofar on Yovel, what's the bracha? When we blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the bracha is, pashtus is that we discussed the lumdus of this a couple of years ago, when we discussed the mitzvah shir, on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is lishmoa, to hear the shofar. On Yovel, it's pretty clear for the Rambam, the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. So the bracha that they made was, litzkoa kol shofar. That was only said once every 50 years. That's a pretty big interval in those brachas. Once every 50 years, litzkoa kol shofar. Or one that's less known, and that is there's a mitzvah daraisa upon Bezdin to count Yovels. Right, Sfiras Omer is tali on kol yachad v'yachad, who svartim lachem, sfir l'kol echad v'echad. But counting Yovels, right, is singular. V'safar telecha. Sheva shapso shanim shevet singular, so we see it's on Bezdin. So, says the Rav Zilberstein, l'kadesh shanim, quoting from the Sefer HaChinuch. U'min adom eshayu sanhedrin miskapsin v'kiddush hashana, u'min varchen alel l'kadesh shanim. V'yachar kach, token b'shofer. L'chor, they said, let's call b'shofer. So, those are two brachas that one only says once every 50 years. So, that would be the answer of the brachas that we say with the largest interval in between. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara. So we mentioned, first answer of Rav Papa, why are these items, the Omer and the Shtei Halechem, left off the list of the Mishnah? Why aren't they added Rosh Hashanahs? Because they start during the morning and they don't start at night. Answer number one. Answer number two, four lines from the bottom. Answer number two. Rav Shisha, Bereid Rav Idi, Amar, Kika Chashiv, Midi Delotali B'maisa. Only items listed are items that, halachos, that kick in by themselves. Davar d'memela. It's not humanly, there's no human input. It's all about God. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes this day, and memela, this halacha, kicks in. And that is all the other halachas. Maiser Behema, when is it? From this day. Everything has to do with just the day. But midi t'tali b'maisa loka chashav. Sorry, that has to do with human input. So that is not counted, reckoned in our Mishnahs. That's why these karbanos, which play a role in the heter, bismanazem, when we don't have the karban, so it's hey or mizrach, right? It's the day itself. But really, ideally, it should be when we have a karban, and that's why it is not on the list, because these have to do with the action. Says the Gemara of Aharei Regalim, Midit Tali B'maisa V'Kachashiv, but Regalim, Bal Ta'acher, isn't that Tali on Maisa? How is that Tali on Maisa? How is that Tali on Maisa? Explains Rashi, it's a lack of karban. Or, Rashi explains with the Ritva expanding, the karban tamichel shachar in the morning is what then allows you to bring any karban. As we know, the aseda hashlama, every karban has to be brought within the boundaries of the karban tamid, tamichel shachar, tamichel ben abayim, with the notable exception of karban pesach, that's the only one that's brought afterwards. Or, if you remember in Pesachim, if somebody forgot to bring their karban and they're a mechusar kapara today, and if they can't bring their karban mechusar kapara, they're not going to be able to do the karban pesach, then we'd allow them also to bring their mechusar kapara even after the karban shal tamichel ben abayim. But in general, There are exceptions. Those are the poles that are one in the mid-morning and one in the late in the afternoon. So that's the Maisa, possibly, that's being referred to here regarding Baal Tach. And that's what Rashi says on the bottom. Nimso shu tali b'tamid shel shachar. So that's the question. Isn't regalim also tali on a Maisa? So the Gemara says, no, Baal Ta'acher memela chayil. As we just said 3 lines ago, it's tali on at night, even before you bring the karbon. Baal Ta'acher has to do with your neder, and now you have gotten to the latest time that you could bring it. So memela, it's tali on the yom, it's not tali on the karbon, and therefore it could be on the list. Viter, I vahare yovlos. Same question we asked before. Isn't this davar hatali b'maisa? Right, blowing shofar. So the answer is again, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. It's like that opinion in the Tanaim that all halachas of Yovel start at Rosh Hashanah, not dafka tali on the shofar of Yovel. There is a mitzvah to blow shofar, but lav dafka that the halachos are connected to that. We're going to talk about, but in general, the importance of the Yovel shofar. Vaiter. For Rav Ashi Amar, a third answer, why these two, Omer and Shtei Halachim, aren't listed in the Mishnah, aren't they Rosh Hashanah? For Rav Ashi Amar, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim Shehein Ba'arba Rosh Chadashim. It really means 4 months. You're right, there are some months that have more than one Rosh Hashanah, like Nisan possibly, like Tishrei. But that's what it means. It lists four because it's 4 months that have a number of Rashi Chadashim in them. Then you could ask, then why does it call, why does it mention the Regalim one and not the Shtei Alechem and the Omer? That's a good question, but at least the number is not a problem. It's just four. That can be more. I be'echad b'shvat k'be'shamay. So be'echad b'shvat, so it says echad b'shvat, that's one of the Rashi Chadashim, but it's more than one. It's not by b'shamay. Rashi, Sasam Lantana Beresha Kibbe Shammai. Because if it's like Beis Hillel, Ha'amri Petesva Bo, right? So it's a Stam Mishnah. Why do we say that? So the Gemara says, Achi Kamar, Shlosha Ladivri Hakol. 3 of the 1st of every month are Lekuli Alma, Be'echad Bishvan, Machlokas Bishamai Beis Hillel. And that has the Machlokas. The Gra even points out, maybe that's why it says, Kidivre Beis Shammai. Stop being anonymous. Stop being Stam Mishnah. Right? That Lashon, if you have the first Mishnah, that unusual Lashon, Kedivrei Beishamai. So maybe that's the point. You have to read it like all one sentence. There are 4 Rashi Shot. According to Beishamai, it's this one. But according to Beis Hillel, it wouldn't be. So maybe that explains the unusual language of Kedivrei Beishamai. Okay. Rav Lazar v'Rav Shimon Omrim Be'echad V'Tishrei. So now we're up to the Meiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah. So we have a Machlokas. The Tanakama, the anonymous Tanakama, holds that it goes by the first day of Elul, and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon hold it goes by the first day of Tishrei. The Mitzvah of Meiser Behema, this week's Parsha, we mentioned the simple interpretation of Meiser Behema. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that Meiser Behema goes to the Kohen. Doesn't say that. It says Meiser Behema is a carbon. It's a carbon lashem. It's a carbon shlamim, which has its own halachos. There are special halachos about meiser, how you're allowed to sell it, and what happens to it. But the simple interpretation, you read the Torah. Bechor goes to the Kohen. Bechor behema Torah. Meiser behema, this week's parsha, does not go to the Kohen. There's no, doesn't seem that way, but some Rishonim do mention that idea. So Rabbi Shimon do mention, we had earlier in the Maseches Beitza, Maseches Shabbos, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara says, used to be Ma'aser, you know, how many, you know, thousands of sheep, right? The Gemara in that context about that his par went out without, with a Ritzua on. So the Ritva in Maseches Shabbos and Beitza says, the Ritva in Shabbos says it, I think in Beitza is quoted by the Shidduch Kupet, says, that there's a Lachat Chila to give it to the Kohen. Even though it's nowhere in the Psukim. So there is this Deya in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, that it goes to the Kohen. The Nitziv in Bechukosai, in the Hosafos, writes that there are Psukim, he quotes, Psukim in Divrei Hayamim, that same Beferish, they used to give it to the Kohen. So there might be this Lechadchila, even though it's not Mefurish in the Torah, or in the Rishonim, generally, of Meiser Behema going to the, being one of the Matnas Kuhuna as well. Even though it's not listed in the 24 Matnas Kuhuna of the Brisa that quotes the 24 Matnas Kuhuna at the end of Baba Kama. Okay, so that is Meiser Behema. And here there is a machlokes between when is the Shana. We're supposed to have yearly Meiser Behema taking off. At least the Chedchila, remember we mentioned at the end of yesterday, the Rambam. The Rambam's yearly, that Bidi-Evid, if I messed up and I brought Meiser Behema, Mishana Al-Chaverta, Bidi-Evid, it's okay. It's not a Apostle Karban. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vishneim Mikracha Darshu. Both these opinions that say the first of Elul, first of Tishrei, they both darshed it from the same pasuk in Tehillim. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says, Lafshu Kari Matzon. The sheep wear their, they wear. We'll see, this means that they wear, they become pregnant. They wear their pregnancy. Va'amakim ya'atfu bar, and the valleys are clothed with grain. And when you look outside and you see the grain in bloom, so that's like it's clothed with its grain. Yisro a'o af yashiru. And it's as if the grain, when it is waving in the wind, it's like it's singing. Af yashiru. So how do you understand that pasuk? So Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir, who we say is the anonymous Tanakama, Rabbi Meir Savar, Ema Sai Lof Shukare Matzon, when do they become pregnant? Ema, when do they become pregnant, clothed with their pregnancy? Bizvach Amakam Yatvu Bar, when the valleys are clothed with their grain. Ema Sai Amakam Yatvu Bar, what month is that? Ba'adar. Adar in the springtime. Right, in the beginning of the springtime, that's when they become pregnant. Misabros ba'adar, and as we know from elsewhere, the gestation period for behemoth dakas is 5 months. So 5 months after Adar, the yodos ba'av, that's when most of them give birth. So if they give birth in Av, so right after that is when we'll have the cutoff point for Meiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shalahan, Elul. Fine. Rabbez Rab Shimon Omrim, no. A different way of darshaning. Emasai lovshu karim hatzon. When do they become pregnant and are clothed? Bizman, go to the third phrase in the pasuk. Bizman she yisro au af yashir, if they're already fully grown and they're waving in the wind, right? Which is a month later. Emasai shibalim omros shira. When do they, so to speak, say shira as they're waving in the wind? B'nisan. That's in Nisan, a month later. Misabras b'Nisan, 5 months later, v'yoldos be'elul, Rosh Hashanah shalahen, Tishrei. So they both darshan from this pasuk. Basically, is phrase one going with phrase two, or is phrase one going with phrase three? We're going to have the problem a little bit later with the Gemara, according to the second opinion, you know, that what, you skip the phrase, what do you do with the middle phrase in the pasuk? Stop there for a moment. This all explains the animals that have gestation periods for 5 months, the behemoth dakas. Behemoth gasas, the Rishonim talk out, have longer gestation periods. So why do you go by one and not by the other? One says, Chedushi Aran already quotes this. I don't know if the Turi Evan had a Chedushi Aran. Chedushi Aran quotes this, and says, V'chitema, teinach behemoth daka, behemoth gasa, ma'ikel ameymar, what about the big animals? Tahimei yibur shal behemoth gasa, tes chadashim. 9 months, Yeshlomar, Dikra Akshinu. Number one is in the context of Meiser Behema, it talks about Behema Dakas. Called this week's parsha, called Meiser Bakar Vatzon. Number one. And they say, Vakanti lo nichalei, to my chazes, to machs Bakar Vatzon, Nikshit Son Labakar. Right, it puts the word, right, what do you compare? Mentions Son, but it mentions Bakar too. V'ef Shar Mishum Deruba Ninhu. That's the Rove. Says the Chedushi Aran, there are more Behema Dakas out there than there are Gasas. In his view, and therefore that is what we go on. Also, the Turi Avin, the Shakas Arya here, also has this question. And he says, "V'yesh lo markiv the chazav rachmana v'chol ma'aser bakar vatzon ein lechalik b'neihem." The fact that they're in one pasuk means there's got to be one rule for all of them. V'zman echad lechadash v'yashin shalahem. So which do you pick? V'kiv the ma'aser tzon yesh tam lekvoa rosh hashanah shelo elolot tishrei samich legamro who adinami lema'aser bakar doyazos baser gamro is lakavol legamro. And that's the Rove. He says again, also like the Chedushi Aran, that's why you would go by one and not by the other one. Let's continue a little bit, then we'll mention something that we don't usually quote from. Says the Gemara, what does each one do with the other one's phrase in the pasuk? Right, Rabbi Meir said phrase one is claimed by phrase two. What does he do with phrase three and opposite? So v'idach nami yaksiv yisro a'uaf yashiru. What does Rabbi Meir do with that third phrase that they shake? Ha'u ba'aflasa. That's with the late bloomers. Da'avya b'nisan. The ones that they're late ones that get come in Nisan. V'idach nami yaksiv ha'wakam yatubar. What do I do with that pasuk? Ha'u b'char fayasa da'asim ayader. So each one says there are a couple that go in the other month, but it is not the rove, it is not the majority. So what does our Gemara say? That the Shibalim say Shira in Nisan. If you look at Perek Shira, which is attributed to any number of people, various people say, who wrote Perek Shira? Shlomo HaMelech and others, just a paragraph and a half. If you have a sefer at home of Perek Shira, it's fat, because it's the Mefarshim. Chaim Kanievsky wrote a commentary on Perek Shira, the Mabit, way before the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, 500 years before, from the door of the Beis Yosef. wrote a commentary at Perek Shira. But there in Perek Shira, it says in Perek Beis, Shibalim Omrim. What do the Shibalim say? Perek Shira describes what all the animals say. What every animal says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quoting a pasuk in Tanakh. So by the Shibalim, it says, Shibalim Omrim. Shibolas chita omres shiramalos mimamakim krasicha Hashem. That's the wheat. Shibolas saora omeres. The barley says, tfila la'ani kiatov, v'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Those are the most two. There are five grains, but those are the only two amongst the Shivas Haminim. So those are, I guess those are the only two that get its own Shira. Shibolos acherim omrim. All the other ones, I guess including shifon, shibolas shua, like oats, and spelt and rye, lavshu karim atzon v'amakim yatvu bar yisro a'u af yashiru. Our pasuk, that's what it says in Perek Shira. Explains the sifsei chachamim, sort of the achronim on Rosh Hashanah, right here. V'yatam yesh lomar. Why is that each one appropriate? Each one appropriate for you. That's what all the mafarshim talk about in their commentaries at Perek Shira. Why is each pasuk appropriate? Why do the frogs say this? Why does the lions? Why do the everything? So right, the whole we know that the whole bria sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atam yesh lomar, mishum dechita chashuva yoser mikol atzmachim. Wheat is the most chashiv of the grains, and the most even of the shivas haminim. It's the first one on the list. Eretz chita usara. So wheat is the most chashuv. Dechsev eretz chita upasish tani liluya. Right, it gets a hamotzi. V'lakach laharos she'ein mitgaim lohi v'lo ochleha. To keep it in its place, to show that it's not gaivedik mimamakim krasicha Hashem. L'kein alakach. Omros shirish malos miyalakim rasalom mitoch anava karasicha Hashem. Number one, this and obviously each of these are message. The whole bria is a message to human beings, right? A little bit of that we have in the Gemara. Gemara in Erev, and I think it's around Daf Kuf, where the Gemara says where we learn to be zrizim right from ants, and we learn tsnius from a chatul, and we learn like four or five different midos. But the whole bria is really to teach us. So the chita, if you have the reason, sometimes we'll remember what the pasuk was. Now we'll know, the chita says, b'mamakim krasich Hashem. Number two, the sower, the barley says, tefila la'ani, because barley is what? As we know from Chazal, barley is machal behema. Machal behema, which is also machal aniyim. The aniyim eat animal fodder, they have no food. Right, that's why the carbon of omer is brought from barley, and on the shtei alechem is brought from wheat, because we go from the level of animal on Pesach, to the stage that we're in now, when we go to the chita, right? The Aruch HaShulchan, other Bali Musar mentioned that on Pesach, right, we didn't have the Torah yet. So our mouths, there's a Zohar, right, in Yonah Diyoma, coming up, right? There's a Zohar that says that our mouth was in Golus on Pesach. What does that mean? So al pinigla, one could understand, that means that we didn't have the Torah yet, so the ultimate goal and fulfillment of our mouths wasn't given to us yet. And that's why the Karban Omer is machal sa'orim, it's barley, we were like animals. We didn't have what makes us unique. Only after 49 days, after when Shavuos, we bring the Karban of Shtei Alechem, which comes from wheat, which is machal adam, then we became mentioned. Why? Because then we received the Torah, and now we have ultimate fulfillment of what we are supposed to use our mouths for. Imla'am, the Gemara says, Imla'am al-peh, where which amelus, as we've quoted in the past. So, barley is the symbol of animal food or a poor man's food. Tfila la'ani ki yatov. L'fnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, that's why he quotes that pasuk from Tehillim. All other shibolos, they quote the pasuk, which is rov machal, right, mo rov machal behema, omrim lavshu, right, it quotes the pasuk that talks about shibalim singing. Yisro af yashiru. Right, the other two get a specific one, but these get a, that they sing lomar. Ru'u sha'al yedei osin ha-behemos al yadai. Through me, the barley is saying. The other grains are saying. Osin ha-behemos rotzon konam, I'm eating, and everybody else is able to provide for themselves and take part in the bria and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perek Shira today we get into. Now we go weiter. Says the Gemara about halfway down. Bishlam ala Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, I understand, as we said, phrase 1 in the pasuk is explained by phrase 2, and phrase 3 is saying something else. Bishlam ala Rebbe Meir, kidachsiv lafshu kar matzon, when do they become pregnant? Bisman sham makim yatfu bar, v'ikanami. And by the way, there's another factor of Yisro a'u av yashiru. El ala Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, ifchami boilais. It's in the wrong order. If phrase 3 is explaining phrase 1, so it should be 1, 3, 2. Lotshu karematzon bizman sheyisro a'u af yashiru v'iganami v'adam akim yatfu bar. There are also others that, you know, are early or late, but it's out of order. So elam arava rava. After all of that beautiful explanation, he says, let me give you a different shot. Dekule alma lotshu karematzon bizman shamakim yatfu bar. It goes in order. Ba'adar. When do they become pregnant? In Adar. Right at a time when the fields are covered. But the machlokes, whether Meiser Behema goes by the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei, is really machlokes about the following pasuk, about the comparison of Meiser Behema to Meiser Zra'im. Aser taser, the pasuk says in Re'eh, Bishnei Meiser Zakazim Medaber, Echad Meiser Behema, Echad Meiser Dagon. Meiser Behema, we give 1/10 of every 1 out of 10 animals, and Meiser Dagon, right? Meiser Rishon. But Remeir Savar Makish Meiser Behema the Meiser Dagon. Everybody agrees you compare, but in what way? Rabbi Meir says you compare it to Meiser Dagon. Ma Meiser Dagon Samuch Legamro Isuro. Put close Legamro, just like by Meiser Dagon, close to when it is completed, that's when you have a chiv of Meiser. So after Meiser Dagon, after items grow from the ground, right after that is when you have to give Meiser. Smoch Legamro Isuro. Rashi quotes, Rosh Hashanah LaMeisros Tishrei. That's what it says later on in the Brisa on Daf Yud Beis. V'Tishrei Samach Legamro, who Rashi continues. And that's right after it finishes growing. Dekol Yemos HaChama Menichem Liabesh B'Grona Shebesados. Right when the processing is finished for the Meiser, that's when you have the chiv to take off Meiser. So just like that applies to Meiser Dagon, Af Meiser Behema, Samoch Legamro Isiro. So it's Rabbi Meir says, right when they have babies, in Elul, in Av, that's when you have the chiv Meiser, and that's in Elul. Right? Again, this is Durabana, right? The din of creating years for Meiser Behema, the emphasis of it is not the same level of obligation, but that's the comparison. For Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Savri, meaning only Lechanchila. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Savri, Makash Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon, we also compare it, but in a different way. Ma Meiser Dagon, Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei, Av Meiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. You take the exact halacha, you don't take the svara for the halacha. That's the machlokas here. Do you take the svara or do you take the exact halacha, which is the first of Tishrei? Good. So that takes care of Meiser. We can't pass by without mentioning Rav Pam. Meiser Behema has been a few months. Rav Pam's beautiful thought on this week's parsha, where Rav Pam wonders, if you have to give 1 out of 10 animals, wouldn't it be easier to just give 10%? Count up, I have 1,000 sheep, so I'll give 100 sheep. Again, I have to go through the process of Meiser Behema as is described in the Rambam. You put him through the fence, 1, 2, 3, and I can even choose which animal goes through. What if I don't want to give a fat one? What if I want to give a fat one? Right, I count, and through every 10, I take a red stick, and I mark it. What do I have to do that for? What a pain. That does help us out, bizman hazeh. That it's not an automatic chiyuv, because that's why we don't have Meiser Behema bizman hazeh. Why isn't that mitzvah? The mitzvah is applicable today. It's a mitzvah that applies bizman hazeh. We don't do it because we don't have one karbonis floating around. We don't want to asili de takala. So if you never put them through the fence, then there's never any that's counted, that's labeled as number 10, so there's never one with kedusha. It's not automatic like Bechor. By Bechor is automatic, so we have to do what we can to be mafkia, the kedushas Bechor, to have a shutfitz with a non-Jew, with the animal, before the animal is born. And if not, it's too late. But by Meiser, it's easier. We just don't count the animals. But why is that the mode of creation? So says Rav Pam, because it's hard to give staka. It's hard to give Meiser, to give a tenth. So Rav Pam says, Torah is giving us a strategy. Put him through. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me! 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2, 9, 90%! If we do it that way, it'll make us a little easier for us to realize not what we're giving, but what we have. And in that way, it'll be easier. The Torah has these little elements. Rav Sarotskin, also fascinating. Rav Sarotskin says, if you look at the first couple of parshiyos that talk about Shemitah in the Torah, it does not mention Shemitah's Ksafim. It doesn't mention Shemitah's Ksafim, that all your loans are null and void. And also, even when it mentions it, when does Shemitah's Ksafim kick in? It's the only halacha of Shemitah that starts at the end of Shemitah. When do we write Prizbals? Not in 2 months from now, but in 14 months from now, the end of Shemitah, we write Prizbals. Why is that? Says Rav Sarotskin, Shemitah's hard. Shemitah's hard, letting your land lie fallow and letting it be hefker. So the Torah knows little by little, even in where it says it in the Torah. You know, Parshas Bahar, just swallow this one.
So this one, Shemitas Karka, and then chew that over and work it out. And then, you know, at the end of the Torah, Sefer Dvarim, we'll mention Shemitas Ksafim. And even then, you know what? It'll be at the end of the year. When you're about to go back to your work, okay, then this halacha would kick in. Because, you know, the Torah understands that it's hard. Some of these halachas are hard. The tzedakah halachas, the Shemitas Ksafim halachas, and that's why it has these different hints to try to make it a little easier for us. Okay. Be'echad b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. The first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for years. Lomai hilchasa. So we didn't really translate that when we did that base. What does that mean, for years? What nafkamina is there? So the Gemara has a couple of opinions. Amar of Papa number one, lishtaros, for dating documents. For shtaros, what year is it? It's not, as the Mishnah says, shtarei chov hamukdamin psulin. If I predate a shtar, it's pasul. If I give you a shtar and date it 2 months ago, that's pasul. Why is that pasul? Because that will allow you to take from my lekuchos incorrectly, right? Illegally, right? You're going to see the date. So you're going to say, oh, you owe me from this date. What if I sold property after this date? So really, truthfully, those lekuchos, those buyers, are not. That property is not meshubin because the loan happened later. But the document is going to say it happened earlier. So that's why mukdam is pasul. V'hamu'uchar iksherin. But mu'uchar is kasha. If I write a later date, so there's less lekuchos that will be obligated, that's fine. It's fine. Mu'uchar iksherin is bad for the guy. It's collecting, but that's kasha. V'hamu'uchar iksherin. V'yotnan. That's what the Mishnah says. Mukdaman and Mucharin. V'yatnan, Be'echad, Benisa. So that's what these, so regarding shtaras like that, you have to give the right year. So this is what the year goes by Nisan. Fine. Says the Gemara, by Tishrei, sorry. Go by Tishrei, and that's obviously what we do. Tavshin, Ayin, whatever, goes by, changes by Tishrei. V'hatnan, but didn't we already say Be'echad, Benisa, Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim, V'yamrina, L'may, Hilchzav, Aramchizel, L'shtaras, same Nafkamina. So, you already said, Nisan, what's Tishrei? Lokasha, as we said earlier, Kan l'malchi Yisrael, Kan l'malchi Yomos ha'olam. Malchi Yisrael goes by Nisan, because that's remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is something unique to Am Yisrael, and Tishrei, which is Bria Sa'olam, that is something good to all nations, and therefore, that's the Rosh Hashanah they go by. Maybe there was one king of the Umos Ha'olam at one point that was a Kusher, and therefore we treated him like Malchi Yisrael, that's what we had earlier, with Koresh and Daryavesh, but that is an exception to the rule. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Elohada Amar Rav Chisda. But didn't Rav Chisda say this earlier back on Dav Gimel? Lo Shanu Elo Malchi Yisrael, Avo Malchi Umos Ha'olam, Mitishri Manin, and Rav Chisda came up with a big Chiddush. What it says in the Mishnah is only for Malchi Yisrael, but not for Malchi Alkam. Rav Chisda Mas Nisan Asal Hashminan. Rav Chisda just telling us a Mefurish Mishnah. But it's the next line of the Mishnah. Rav Chisda is telling us a big Chiddush. He's not saying anything new. That's how we understand the Mishnah of the Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. So it's the Chiddush of Rav Chisda. So Gemara says, Lo, Rav Chisda, Kroy, Asal Hashminan. Rav Chisda is telling us that this is how you interpret the Psukim, right, in terms of HaChodesh HaZelachem in one place, and the Psukim that we will talk about soon. So Rav Chisda, you're right, in Achinami. Rav Chisda is not telling you anything new halachically. V'ibayas Ema, or number two, Rav Chisda Krebzir Masila. Rav Chisda would hold a different shot of Shanim in the Mishnah. Right, shot number one is Shanim, is that it's for Malachim and for Shtaris. Maybe Rav Chisda, who said his Chiddush, holds a different shot of that. What other shot is there? Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbi Zeira Amar Litkufa. Rabbi Zeira says that the first of Tishrei is the beginning of the year for the different seasons. We measure the seasons from Tishrei. First we have Tkufas Tishrei. Right, we have right the Tkufas every 3 months. Tkufas Nisan, Nisan Yer Sivan, Tkufas Tamuz of Elul, Tkufas Tishrei, Tishrei Chesra Kislev, and Tkufas Teves, Teves Shvat Adar, which doesn't always start on that day, but that's the Tkufa, that's what it's called. The Tkufa of Rebbe Lazar, he died Rebbe Tishrei Nivra Olam, and he was like Rebbe Lazar, the Machlokas, that the world was created in Tishrei, but Tishrei Nivra Olam, and that's why the Tkufos would start then. Number two. Number three, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Ledin. It's a Rosh Hashanah because that's the day we're judged. Ledin Dechziv, May Reishis Hashanah Varach Rishanah. Hashem looks, even though the Pasuk of the Pasuk is that Hashem has his eyes on Eretz Yisrael. May Reishis Hashanah Varach Rishanah, but Chazal Darshan, another level of interpretation that Hashem judges us. From Reishis Hashanah Varach Rishanah. May Reishis Hashanah Nidon Ma Yehei Besofa. From the beginning of the year, we dash what will be at the end of the year. Reishis and Achris, and the famous thought of the Satmar Rebbe, on this pasuk. Why does it say Mereshis Hashana Ad Achris Shana? The beginning has a Hey Ayadia. Because every year at Rosh Hashanah, we say, this is going to be the year. This is it. This is the year I'm going to do this. This is the year we're going to be Zochet to Mashiach, which is the year, the year. And Rachman al-Aslan, many times, by the end of the year, it was just another year. It was just Shana. It started being Hashana, and ended up being Shana. When Mashiach going to come? Hein go'alti eschem achris kereshus. When the achris really ends up being the Hashanah. When it ends up being that year, that's when Mashiach is going to come, and it will be zochet to have the Hashanah all the way at the end. So, the Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei is what we know of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, and that is Din. The Mefarshim point out, the Kli Yakar writes this in Emor, it's amazing that the Torah doesn't mention that element of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah Shebek Sav. You would think, when we think of Rosh Hashanah, we're scared, we're Yom HaDin. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. It just says, you blow shofar. That's all it says. That's all it says in the Torah, you blow shofar. That's the most we get on the first of Tishrei, besides being a Yontif. So the Kli Yakar explains, this is similar to Shavuos. Nowhere does it say in the Torah, that's the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Because both of these we should really take with us every single day of the year. Right? We're judged every day. Every day is Yom HaDin. Every day is Kabbalah Satorah. Right, there's no one day, I don't really have to feel it today. We have to feel it every day, says the Kli Yakar and Emor. That is the message why the Torah doesn't list this as one of the days. Mashalo nizkar b'Torah b'feirish ki yom zeh matan Torah, v'chein lo nizkar b'Torah b'feirish rosh shodah yom adin, ki shteyem echadu. Right, Hashem al matan Torah lo ratz Hashem la hagbil yom yadua, l'fisha tzorach adam shi yidom ala b'chol yom v'yom, mikol yom osa shana. Just like when a child nurses, every suck is a new taste. And that's why it doesn't say it, and that's the time for that's for Kabbalah Satorah, even though we count towards Kabbalah Satorah, but still, and then he says it by Yom HaDin also. We're going to have a daf tezayin. That's why those are the only two that there's such a major element of the day that's not written in Torah Shebech Sav. Okay, second to last line. Says the Gemara Mimayda Tishreihu. How do I know that this day that's being referred to in the pasuk in Dvarim, Mereishis Hashana? How do you know that's Mereishis Hashana? How do you know that's Tishrei? Right? Maybe it's Nisan. Mimayda Tishreihu. Dechsev Tikabach the Shofar by Kesli Yom Chagenu. Blow shofar on the month that there's something covered. Keseh. Ezu chag shachodesh b'skaseh bo. What is the holiday that the month is covered? Aviyomer zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah v'ksiv. And on that day it says, ki chok li Yisrael hu. The next pasuk in Tehillim says, it's a chok to Yisrael mishpat l'dukei Yaakov. What's chok? Chok week is the day that Hashem decides about our bread. And therefore that's the day that we're judged, and that's how you know it is Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean that the month is covered up? Shachodesh Mishkasebo, many different pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says here, and in Meseches Beitza, it means the moon is covered up. It means the month is covered up, but the symbol of the month is the moon. It's the only holiday of ours that you can't see the moon. Can't see the moon. Even, right, the Sukkot of Pesach, it's a full moon, Tesvav, and even Shavuos is the sixth or the seventh, even Mitzvah Azeh, it's the sixth. So you see the moon, but Rosh Hashanah, you don't see the moon. Right, so you don't see the moon, so that's the Chodesh, the symbol of the month, which is the moon, that's Miskasa, that's Rashi. Tosfos here quotes a number of Pshatim, as he does elsewhere in Beit Zo also, something to do with the Karbanos. Something to do with the Karbanos. What am I saying? Something to do with all different dais. Rabbeinu Mesholem suggests maybe the Karban of Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, was not brought on Rosh Hashanah. Wow. Right, because it's the month, the month was Miskasa. Rosh Hashanah totally wipes out its Rosh Chodesh element. And therefore, we don't bring that karban. Other Rishonim, Ravina Tav says, what? The Brisa lists off that there are 12 karbanas for the Rosh Chodeshim of the year. You need Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei. So he says, maybe it means that there's a karban, but you know, we don't mention it in Tefillah. We don't quote the psukim of Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's quoted. We don't mention it. We say we have one phrase in our tefillah. But if you look in the Ramah, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tafkuf Tzadi Aleph, The Ramah says, first the Shulchan Aruch, v'haminag pasha b'chol b'nei svar. There are many days about this in the tour, about what we hold about this Tosfos. U'minag pasha b'chol b'nei svarad, she'ein maskirin psuke karban musaf klal. We don't mention karban, the psukim for the karban musaf. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ramah, v'haminag pasha b'ashkenaz u'b'glilus elu, lomar psuke musaf Rosh Hashanah, quote the psukim from Pinchas. About Rosh Hashanah, the Ein Omrim Psuke Musaf Rosh Chodesh. We don't quote the Psukim. Of Rosh Chachechem, Takriva Olal Hashem. We don't quote that. That's not, Malchus is long enough. We don't quote that. Ela Omrim, what do we say? Milvad, besides, we quote all the unique Rosh Hashanah. What do we say? Milvad Olas HaChodesh Umin Chasa, Umin Olas HaTomid Umin Chasa, Ushle Sirim Lachaper, Shle Sivi Divke El Chasam. So we quote one phrase, besides. So we mention it implicitly, a little bit, but why? Because of this Tosfos. This is about Kesel Yom Chagenu, right? And we hide, and that's amazing. Why do we want to hide, right? Maybe it would be like minimizing. This Rosh Chodesh you're calling me. I'm a Rosh Hashanah. I'm not just a Rosh Chodesh. I'm the beginning of the whole year, not just the beginning of a month. This is the important couple of days. There's a Ritva here. I don't think this Ritva is in the other place where the Sukkah comes up, but there's an amazing Ritva here. The Ritva says, after quoting all these different opinions, V'hanachon, you know what it means, V'kesel Yom Chagenu? In our Hashkafa, we don't view Rosh Hashanah as one of the Rosh Chodashim. V'hanachon sha Rosh Hashanah miskasebo, she'ena ole al halev. We don't realize it. De'kaimalon bidaraba mine. That's a great line. Right, it's akimle, it's subsumed. The ein adam maz kiro bishum davar. The kol sha'osin bo osin l'shem Rosh Hashanah. Right, and we don't even, maybe it's on purpose, not just say what we do, but on purpose. As we know, there's no Shabbos Mevarchim before Tishrei. Right, we don't label this as a Rosh Chodesh. Then you can ask the question, why not? Because we don't want to focus only on the month, we want to focus on the year. But there is a very fruitful discussion in terms of getting to the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Good. So Rosh Hashanah is a chodesh, is a month that the chodesh is miskasebo. Tan Rabbanon, third line, ki chokli Yisrael hu, mishpat leloke Yaakov, milameid, shein bezin shalmala, nechnasin ladin, el imkin kitchu, bezin shalmata is a chodesh. Bezin shalmala doesn't start judging on Rosh Hashanah until the bezin shalmata declared it as mekudesh mekudesh. Right? They have to wait. That's the pasuk. Ki chokli Yisrael hu, once they do their chok, once they take care of the calendar, then mishpat leloke Yaakov. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the din. Rav Yashiv says right here, well, so what happens if they were only Mekadesh the day with 5 minutes left of the day? That's when Edom came. Right, what does that mean? So says Rav Yashiv, no. It means Bezer Shalmala knows if it's going to be Mekadesh today. It doesn't mean chronologically they'll only be Mekadesh once. It means on the day that Bezer Shalmala knows, right, they have the Yediyah before it happens, right? Once on the day that they know, Kavana de Dun Lamala Api Yadia Shish Lamala. Imlu Basofi Kacho Yamasakodish Olo. Vera Kavana de Dun Lamala Ad Hashao Shekachu Lamata. Al Kavana de Dun Lamala El Biyom Sheyadua Lamala Shasidan Lakacha Lamata. Important Har. Says the Gemara now, Tanya Idach, another Brisa. Kichokli Yisrael Hu. Ainli Elali Yisrael. I only know the Jews are judged. Lumos Olamina Yin Tamalomar Mishpat Leloke Yaakov. They are also judged. Imkein matam alom gichok li Yisrael melamed she Yisrael nechmasa tchila ladin. It says first because we go first. Kidder Rav Chizda, Damar Rav Chizda, Melech v'tzibur, a Melech and a tzibur. The Ritva says Am Yisrael, the Or Lagoyim is compared to the Melech because we have to be the leaders in what the Melech does. V'tzibur Melech nechmasa tchila ladin. The Melech goes in first. Shneamar Melech mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo. Shlomo Melech. Describing about his own, when he read, this was in the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, read the Mishpat of his servant, meaning me, and Mishpat Amo, my time, why does a king go first? Ibayis Ema Lav Arach Ara, let make a Malkav, right? It's inappropriate to let the king wait outside. Ibayis Ema Mikami Delefesh Charanaf, so that he doesn't have the Am first, and then gets all very angry at the Am, he's going to take it out of the king. Right, it's not fair. So therefore, we let the king go in first. Okay, there's a lot of drush about that, but we will continue. Ula Shmitin, next word in the Mishnah. Tishrei starts the halachas of Shemitah. So we know, for the Mishnah, it says Shvius, there's something called Tosefah Shvius, learned out halacha by Shemitah Sinai. But Shemitah starts from Rosh Hashanah, from Tzom Gedalia. If I pick a vegetable, this Tzom Gedalia, that's it, that cucumber. has Kedusha Shvius, right? Vilishmitim, vegetables, right? The fruit are going to be later in the year, towards the end. Uminalon, Tichsev, how do you know Shvita starts from then? Uvashana Hashvius, Shabbat Shabbason Yelaretz. In the seventh year, it should be a Shabbat Shabbason. The Gemara Shana Shana mi Tishrei. And Shagazir Shabbat from Tishrei. Tichsev, mi Rashis Hashana, as we just proved, that pasuk is by Tishrei. The Ligmar Shana Shana mi Nisan. Tichsev, Rishon Ulachem Lachache Hashana. Why don't you have Gzeira Shavah from there? As we always say, Gzeira Shavahs were handed down, the words were handed down from Rebbe to Talmud, but the exact parshios that are connected, that there was flexibility. So the Gemara said, no, exact opposite of what we said a couple of days ago. Here, done in Shana She'eni Machadashim, Mishana She'eni Machadashim, we'd rather compare two psukim that have the word Shana in it and don't have the word Chodesh in it, than done in Shana She'eni Machadashim, Mishana She'eni Machadashim. The one by Nisan also has months mentioned, so that's less of a desire Gzeirashava. Period. Uli Yovlos. Yovel. Yovel has many halachos. If you look at the Rambam in Shmita V'Yovel, there are 22 mitzvos that relate to Shmita V'Yovel. 22. 9 assays and 13 los assays. And the Rambam lists, the first 9 have to do with Shmita. And all of the other ones have to do with Yovel. Some directly, some indirectly. There's a mitzvah that say Daraisa. Let's just review what the mitzvahs are of Yovel. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we are going to be talking about the next couple of days. Number one, there's a mitzvah that say Daraisa to count Yovels. That mitzvah is not on us. It's on Bez Din. Lispar Hashanim Sheva Sheva. Right? To count all the years leading up to Yovel is one mitzvah that say. That's really to count the Shemitahs. And number two, L'kadish Nasa Chamishim. To sanctify the Yovel year. That's what we mentioned earlier. So it's two mitzvahs of counting towards the Yovel, and sanctifying the fifth year. Number three, to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. That's the third assay. And all the other ones, not all the other ones, the ones that are specifically, Litain Geula, right? So that the lands all go back to their proper owner. That's another assay. Those are the three assay, the four assays that have to do with Yovel. The other ones are the Isser Karka, like in Shemitah, right? The Isser of Avodas Adama, the Isser of cutting Svichim, connected to Kosher, the Isser of gathering the grapes. And then we have the ones that are semi-connected to Yovel. All the halachas in this week's Parsha. Bati Arechoma, and Levi, and Migrash Arim. Many of those halachas are only halachos during the time that Yovel is Noheg, Evan Ivri, all of those. But again, those are semi-connected to Yovel. But these are the halachas that connect to Yovel. Good. Yovlo, says the Gemara, Yovel. Yovel is a Rosh Hashanah that starts on the 1st of Tishrei. Becher b'Tishrei, Yovel's b'Yud b'Tishrei. Doesn't Yovel really start on the 10th of Tishrei? Right? What happens on the 10th of Tishrei? You blow shofar, and boom, then the Avadim go free. So isn't that the Iker of Yovel? Dechziv b'yam ha-kippurim ta'aviru shofar. So where it says no, Hamani or Shoah, but no, Rabbi Yochanan broke it. No, it goes like Rabbi Yisrael. The Tanya v'kidash tevesh nasach hamishim shana. Rabbi Yisrael says all halachos, even according to impashtos, even the freeing of slaves, everything goes by the first. And there's a separate mitzvah to blow shofar on the Yom Kippur. But all the halachas start on the first. Matam alomer. How do you know that? According to him, lafisha ne'amar b'yom kippurim. Yachol, because it says to blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Yachol lo yehei miskadeshes. Ela miyom kippurim ve'elach. You might think that all the halachas only start from Yom Kippur. Tam alomer v'kidashim mishnasa chamishim. No, even sanctify the entire 50th year. Melamed shem miskadeshes v'oleches mitchilasa. From day one of the year, Mikan, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Rabbi Yisrael already says from day one, the Avadim are already in limbo, let's call it. They are no longer Avadim. May Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Lo Hayu Avadim Niftarim Lebatein. They didn't go home yet. They didn't go free totally, but Velo Mishtabdin LaAdoneim. They also wore it Mishubit to their masters. Ela Ochlin Vishosin Usmechim. They eat and drink and they are merry. Vatro Seyem Barashayim. And they have their crowns on their heads. They have their crowns on their heads. Wow, Rashi says, Imratza l'shum atara barosho, laharos sheyatza chavshi. A crown was a symbol of b'nei chorin, of cheirus. Of cheirus. That's why they put on their heads if they wanted to. There's a Gemara that says elsewhere in Yevamos that the way that you could be kone and have a kenani is by putting something on his head. Right? Because that's the symbol of Shibud. You have something on his head. Kavla da'avda. Right? And here, this is the language, if you remember, the Rambam uses Nuchas Shuvah to describe Olam Haba. Right? Sitting in Nanimiz of Ashchina, Vatroseim Barashayim. So it could be a spiritual Atara also. That's what happens from Rosh Hashanah. Kivet Shigia Yom Kippurim. Once Yom Kippur comes, Taku Bezdin Bashofer, Bezdin Bashofer. Of course, that's why the man he quotes. That's why we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur Bizman Hazeh as a zecher to that Yom Kippur of Yovel. Niftar avadim lebateyem. Avadim then go free. V'sados chodos lebaleyem. And the sados are choser. So there's a limbo period. But everything starts on the first day. There's a major discussion in the Achronim. What is this limbo period? How do you look at it? Are they free? Are they not free? Is it Yovel yet? Is it not Yovel yet? The language of Rav Yashav here, again, but all the Achronim have different languages. The language of Rav Yashav here is that Nira Dolomit Asar Yamim Elu Din Yovel Shalahem Kalush. It's weaker. May Adin Shal Acher Yom HaKippurim. Gam Acheration is Bar Yom HaKippurim. Shechayo Yovel. Vari Niskadish Yovel Amafreya. May Rosh Hashanah. Mikol Machem Asar Yamim Elu Klushim Mishar Yovel. So you'll try to struggle with how you formulate it. One more line, though, V'Rabbanan. So what are the Rabbanan who say the laws really start from Yom Kippur? That's when they go free. So what do you do? What about the first 10? So what does it mean that the Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, something from Yovel kicks in? What does it mean, Yovelos? Shanim atam akadish, v'yadam akadish chadashim. I'm sorry, what are the Rabbanan to do with this pasuk? That you sanctify the 50th year, it means that it's to exclude that you only sanctify years, but you don't sanctify months. This is not what we hold. We hold you also sanctify months. As a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh by Beis Din. But the Rabbanan here would say that that is not true, that you don't sanctify it. The Gran here discusses, the Isra Avodas Karka starts from the beginning of the year according to everybody. The only machlokas here is about the Shichur Avadim and the Karkas going back, but the Isra Avodas Karka starts with the first day of Yovel. So what was the Havamina that, oh, the first of Tishrei, it's the 10th of Tishrei. Says the Ran, what do you mean it is the first of Tishrei? So says the Ran, it must be. The Gemara assumes that if there's any area of Yovel that starts later, it might be inappropriate to call this a Rosh Hashanah. On the first of Tishrei, Emo Hemshech, he says, "Avodas Kark Umay Kashalon." V'nichlu dafilu achi lohavli lemifzak lemisni mecha b'Tishrei. To keep on the Ein Maschil and Ayud b'Tishrei lemixas dina yovlos Ayud b'Tishrei. So therefore, it would be inappropriate to say that it wouldn't apply till then. One final point for today, and that is in the Ran here. The Ran also, the Chazir Ran quotes here. The question that we just said, I avodas karka, and those that apply right away. But then the Ran also deals with that, isn't it avodas karka? It's one moment. Yud b'tishrei rak shiluach avadim v'zebelavak ilo shayach. And he says the Ran also, I didn't read that line. Says even the 10th of Tishrei, that's a Rosh Hashanah for shiluach avadim. They go free. It's one moment. Didn't we mention in the Mishnah already that the point of all of these halachas is that it's something that continues the entire year, not like a one moment in time mitzvah. So shiluach avadim, why is that significant anyway? Says the Gilyoni Ashas, you know what it must be? Yovel, it's not a one moment. There's a chalos chayrus for the entire year. And even if you want to take an eved during Yovel, that chalos chayrus prevents the eved from becoming an eved. It's not a one moment in time, oh, free your avadim. Is that moment is the beginning of the entire year of Yovel, which in Lundis, there's a chalos shame chayrus throughout the entire year. Deina inyan diyom echad Yovel motzi avadim lechayrus, umachzer asodos lebaleyem. Rako inyan deshnas Yovel kula, hishnas chayrus, yesh el shana zos inyan zeh, shenosenes chayrus lemeshubadim, v'chol rega v'rega sheba poeles zeh. V'yalkeinu eved shemeshubed lezulas, hinei b'shana azos tosenes locheres umafkas shibudo v'nasa oshel atzmo, lo shemiknaso la'atzmo al la'olam. No, but it's the whole year that's po'eles. And he brings rayas to this, but that's his alumnus formulation against that Ran. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Shem, we will continue. Tanya Idach is, we'll continue Beth Shem tomorrow. Tomorrow's Dav is also, we'll put it up from last cycle, jam-packed, right, Tosefes Shabbos and Yantif, and eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It's all jam-packed here on Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes. Okay, we'll stop here.